Blog Talk Radio.
Sound Health Options Happy Hour with Richard Talk To Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. It's wonderful to talk to you. You know, I feel like I've known you for such a long time and we've never even met.
No, I still think, I'll say this and then we'll open, that I still think that we met years ago at a Whole Life Expo when you were doing shows. I think we met at a Whole Life Expo in San Francisco because somewhere in a drawer I have a cassette tape, that's how long ago it was, with beepy sounds on it, and I'm pretty sure it was derived from you.
Good grief. Well, that audience was like 800 to 1, so my apologies, Richard, I just didn't remember. If I'd have heard your voice, your wonderful voice, I would have remembered.
Thank you.
Well, we are going to be doing Happy Hour, even though Direction for Truth was scheduled. We'll be doing that next week, and we're going to be doing it on the controversy of teaching Islam religion in the schools and why they've taken out Judaism and Catholicism and Christianity. I guess those go together. And they're teaching our children to say there's only one God, Allah, and they're teaching them to pray in Islam. It's a big controversy in Florida. And they've come back and said, well, the textbooks are not destroyed, but the textbooks are damaged, and they accidentally left out Christianity and Judaism. So all we have to teach is Islam. Yeah, right. If you're going to teach one, you need to teach them all. But think about this. They took under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. So how and why are they bringing back God in history studies? So we're going to explore that, take some of the vocal prints of the people who are justifying it. But we're going to be doing something very happy tonight. We're going to be exploring the many facets of love and affection. There is emotional love. There is biochemical love, and which came first, the chicken or the egg? We don't know. But we're going to be exploring this in a class that we're doing next week called Matters of the Heart in honor of Valentine's Day. And so you guys get a little preview of what's going to go on there. Do you have any announcements or interesting things, tidbits you want to share with people?
I think I'll start by saying that we're simultaneously broadcasting. if you go to soundhealthoptions.com and click on the radio tab at the top and then scroll down and click on this today is going to be happy hour, you'll be able to see the link to join Sherry online at WebEx, where I'm certain we'll be looking at some vocal prints, and also see things that she's posting up there, like Matters of the Heart. That's very cute. And also, I am over running the dashboard for Blog Talk Radio, where you can call in at 347-850-1407 and listen. Just because you call in does not mean I'm going to talk to you. Don't worry. It doesn't mean like you're suddenly live on air, caller. That's just an easy way for people to listen, and the audio quality is usually pretty good at Blog Talk Radio. And if you're online, you can also go to Blog Talk Radio and search for Sherry Edwards and join the chat over there.
And the chats are wonderful. I don't know how they're going to be tonight because it's kind of a touchy subject. But we do have the drawing going on. We will be giving away one of our softwares. They can either have Heart Tracker or the Sex Factors. There's four or five of them here. Or migraines. So we'll be doing a drawing. These are the softwares that come in your kit for the week-long course. And so we're going to be talking a lot about that. As we go along, we're going to be talking about sex factors, or these X factors, which is kind of breaking the words up in a different way. And it's been said down through the ages that women deal with sex in the heart, and for men it's another part of their anatomy. So we're going to be looking at both of those. So we go through all of this. But we're going to be using NanoVoice, and you're going to want a pencil and paper, because I'm going to give lists of information of what are the nutrients and the hormones and how the hormones are built and what you can do with them. So when we look at the NanoVoice that you can download from soundhealthoptions.com, and this is one that we just did for an attorney, and they wanted to know if someone was lying about their experience with being abducted. And so I put this in here to give a little more information. This is the numeric version of Nano that Richard loves. You just hit this little column review right here, and it will show you the numeric version. Now, middle C, zero, is naivete. And there's 363 hits in naivete. That's sort of the majority of what was there. Childlike naivete in the note of B. Now, there is a chart that you can download that will tell you what the note of B is, that it's martyrdom at a negative point and love of humanity and give up your life for your soul, your person, your whatever. But at the negative side, they can be very whiny and demanding. If you loved me, you would, blah, 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 kind of stuff. So that's middle C. One octave below that is foundation for females. An octave below that, minus two, is a foundation for males. And minus three is an instinctual kind of octave. Above zero is plus one. That's fantasy. And then plus two is non-reality. In this particular person, when you look at this in a columnar view, and there's a lot of things missing, it indicates they're not really telling the truth. This is very, very similar to Gaddafi that we looked at. Look at that. Right before he said, my people love me. They don't want me out of office. And then I don't know if the U.S. government or his own people killed him, but it was very martyrdom-like. So I just thought you might want to look at the different octaves and what they represent here as we go along in preparation for pulling this down from soundhealthoptions.com, because we're going to be using it to look at compatibility. Okay, as we look at some of this about the sex factors and what's going on with it, I wanted to see if I could help people feel a little more comfortable by bringing some things out in the open. You know, it's here, but people really aren't comfortable with it yet. So we're going to ask for a volunteer. We have a backup ready, but if anybody wants us to look at their vocal print in terms of the sex factors or what might be going on, go to the bottom of your participant list. You can get that from going to the top of your screen. If you are watching us, the top of the screen, and there is a little green tab there. And go to participants, and then on the bottom of that participant list, just raise your hand. There's also a chat there if you're interested in looking at that. So this is one of the sex symbols of our era. And this is funny. Lady Gaga is on the front of Vanity Fair naked, saying she's given up sex for her creativity. So we went in and looked at what she was really saying and what she really meant. She says, now the objective is not to seduce, which was my which is really the objective of my songwriting, to seduce the world. Now my objective is to please, my fans. I think sex fits perfectly with everything in the eyes of the public and the media. And she's just absolutely correct. But when we looked at her vocal print, folks, it's all about money. There's many faces that she puts on, many personas, from schoolgirl to sex queen or fiend. But just to see if it make it a little more comfortable, sex sells, we do examine it. And in her case, her giving up sex was, she didn't say she gave up love. And sometimes people see that synonymously. And sometimes people can't tell the difference between having sex and making love. And we're going to look at that. So we're going to look at women who do it for emotional reasons, usually. And I've seen it totally the other way. So progesterone is one of the things that allows women to want to have sex, to be close. And that's a note of D sharp. That's where the paper and pencil comes in. Also, for men and women both, it's oxytocin, which is the bonding chemical. Now, if somebody's looking for a partner and they want to bond with them, that high, high blue note of B, like you just saw on Gaddafi, is where you'd go. But we're going to look at different kinds of loving and what people might want to get out of it. So we're going to use New Woman, which is about women's hormones. One of the things that turns people off, males and females, is high glucose. It tends to make you tired, and your body will reduce your hormones first when your body goes into a state of stress. And hormones are made in the note of D. There is a very, very incredible file that I found that shows you the biochemistry of sex. Look at that.
Wow.
And we have put all of that into a computer program called The Sex Factors. So we're going to look at it all, and we're going to look at some emotional reasons. Okay, one of the things they tell you about sex and commitment, which is probably the emotional side of it, is what kind of a relationship are you looking for? So, Richard, if we just start with an absolutely clean slate, and this is the nano voice with the notes at the bottom, C, C sharp, D, and D sharp. If you're looking for emotional commitment and sex, then most of the voice is going to be blue. Spontaneous sex is going to be red. Oh, I should have put that in there, red. For long-term commitment, you're going to look at green, and for mental stimulation, you're going to look at yellow. Have you thought about it in those terms, Richard, what you're really looking for?
No.
Well, if we ask, Richard, what kind of love relationship, emotional partnership relationship are you looking for, what do you think is going to come up for you?
I would think yellow, then green.
For me, I think it would be green, then blue. Long-term
and blue.
You know, commitment, safety, security, trust. So you like green first, is that what you said?
No, yellow first.
Yellow. Okay, mental stimulation, that's more important to you. Doing the crossword puzzle on Sunday morning kind of image.
Yeah. More, you know, mentally stimulating.
Okay.
And then emotional sex. Emotional sex, yeah. Any of it would be. But, you know, I think yellow would be first for me. I'm so mental.
Well, when we begin to look at males and females and how they react. You can't read this, so I'm going to turn it red. So if we look at red in someone's chart, mostly, because we're going to look at red, blue, yellow, and green. Red is very spontaneous. And F and F sharp are male hormones. So somebody with a chart, and I faked these charts because nobody would volunteer for me. This is a very spontaneous, spur of the moment, in the elevator kind of sex, and the male would probably initiate it. So we're looking at a graph with red in F and F sharp that's way too high. We look at the same thing with green F and F sharp. This is a guy that's a little more cautious. Female hormones are C and C sharp. So you can even follow ovulation with this little nano voice. You know, people underestimate this little nano voice all the time. But if you know the frequencies of these hormones, you can watch what's going on. You can call the office and ask Jackie. Somebody put that in the chat, would you? That's the phone number. And ask for sonocards. And I don't know if there's a set of sonocards made for the sex factors. Let me. Sono. Sex factors. I'll write myself a note. Ask Jackie tomorrow. But this is a male that wants a committed partner, a long-term partner, but they have blue in management. So long-term, but they would want to be able to be controlling because A is very, very high. If we looked at C and C sharp, and this is emotional sex and very blue here, I'm going to turn this writing red so people can see it. And this will be our little key to what's going on. So middle, pretty good hormones for females. It drops when you reach 52 or so, 50-ish. So these hormones begin to drop, but there are ways we can use frequency to increase them. So looking at blue, C and C sharp, that would be okay. That would be an emotional female. Red, that would be a spontaneous female, and this is kind of normal. And we could look at C and C sharp very, very high, and this would be somebody who would be insistent that there be a lot of physicalness in the relationship. So you can go through these and look at what the frequencies are. This is a male, green, F, F sharp, G, and G sharp, all green, marrying kind, loyal, fair, just, kind of the perfect mate kind of thing there. High emotional need, and if you're looking for somebody's chart as blue, then there's a high emotional need with it. And I just threw in Viagra here. It's A sharp. And Viagra also helps with bonding and the bonding chemicals that go on. So if you got an idea of what we might be looking for, okay, here's where the paper and pencil starts. These are some of the nutrients that you would want to look at. Philip has his hand up. Are you volunteering, Philip? All right. We'll get to that in a minute. So arginine, which is an amino acid, and it is an F. So if you have arginine very short here, then you might want to take some arginine, and that might increase your desire. Tyrosine. Now that's an F sharp. That deals with thyroid, and it's an amino acid, and you can also buy that at your health food store. L-DOPA, that will increase dopamine, and dopamine is the satisfaction, the pleasing. One of the things in chocolate, and I do have this here, and I'll give it to you, it's in the note of B, and let me see if I can find the actual name of it and spell it for you. It starts with a P. And it's not in that database. I've got three or four databases up here to share with people. And it says From Chocolate right on it. Just when I think I have all of this up and running and have it all perfect, when a man takes, or a woman, takes chocolate to their intended or that they want something out of, the chocolate really stimulates. It's called phenylethylamine, phenylethylamine, and it functions to help dopamine, and dopamine is the satisfaction frequency, and dopamine mixed with oxytocin really makes for a good time. So keeping all of that in mind, some other chemicals about sexual performance. Well, testosterone, which is the note of D, and that's male. Melatonin is said to increase male sexual performance, and that's an A sharp. There's another one, androstenedione. Androstenedione. Improves sexual performance. I think because it stimulates adrenaline. But I don't think you can buy it legally. Another one, DHEA, you can buy that legally. It's very expensive. But just buy pregnenolone. Pregnenolone is the master hormone. And if you get an overdose, and I don't know how to say this politely, but you'll just get overly horny. And you can buy that at your health food store. Progesterone, which is a D-sharp, and you can buy at your health food store, is what runs up and down in a woman when she's having her period, and she gets all wonky sometimes. So it's the progesterone that's the issue. But give her some pregnenolone, it'll smooth right out. Zinc is a big one. Zinc is in peanuts, improves sexual performance. It's also a major constituent of sperm. Cyclic GMP, it's an F. That's one of the things that helps sustain erection. I don't think you can buy it. We can only do it by frequency. Choline is a really important one, and that's an A sharp. Choline is the same frequency as the muscles underneath the arm down the side of the body. Like if you could possibly put the back of your hand under your arm, those muscles that run down, those are the same frequency as choline. If you get cramps in them, then you know you've got a problem with choline. Nicotinic acid, which is a form of vitamin B3, and there's two forms of that. They're both the note of B, and they help trigger histamine release. So it's supposed to enhance an orgasm for men, especially. Vitamin C, and that is an F, and it's supposed to improve sexual performance by reducing stress. So that's just one small part of what you can look at when we look at these, all of these frequencies across nano, which one of them is the issue. And we'll be looking at that as we go on. I forgot, oxytocin is the note of B. Progesterone, D-sharp. Okay, I'm being asked to repeat some of them. Pregnenolone is D-sharp. Testosterone is D. Tyrosine is F-sharp. Estrogen also is D. Choline, G-sharp. Cortisol, it helps with the adrenals, but again, stress tends to just play havoc with the whole system. Okay? So let's see what we can do by going and looking at someone's vocal print. So I'm going to open Nano Voice, and we can look at some of these. Let me get rid of this background here so that it won't interfere. Philip, I am going to open your mic. Did you have a question, or are you brave enough to be a volunteer? Okay, I'm going to have to turn this up. Speak again.
I'm brave enough to be a volunteer, even though I made a protection program.
Okay, I still can't hear him. I'll turn it up more. Brave enough to be a volunteer, but you don't really have a problem. Okay, we'll take a look.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I had to turn the speaker up all the way here on my phone. So for those of you who want instructions, you can call the office or write to me, Sherry Edwards, Sherry with an A, Edwards at gmail.com, and there is a tiny nano manual that we will send you to give you all the instructions. But there is also another way to get the instructions. Go to soundhealthoptions.com, go to downloads, and for the nano voice, there are instructions under bonus software, which is going to change today, by the way. If you want to grab this muscle program, do it, because they're going to change it tomorrow. But go to Bioacoustic Basics, click on that, and download it. And in addition, they'll send you that tiny nano manual, if you'd like. And it tells you everything that we're going to do here today. So you really don't have any issues. You just kind of want to see where you are. Okay, we're going to be doing this using the nano voice just as a preliminary. Then we're going to take your voice and do it to be very, very specific. Oh, okay, I forgot to say who we're sponsored by today. Thank you for the reminder. We're sponsored by the Sex Factors, the software that we're going to be giving away. We're going to be doing a lot of things today. So I'm going to hit this little microphone right here. And you talk about whatever you want, what kind of partner you want, what kind of partner you think you'll be. And we probably should separate this. If you're going to be doing this, at first talk about what kind of partner you think you can be. And then the second time, what kind of partner you're looking for. Let's open both of these. Just do two at a time here. Because the differences in these two charts will likely tell you what your problem is, if there's any, or how you could make things better. So the first one is going to be just about what partner Philip wants. We'll do it that way. And then the second we'll do what kind of partner he thinks he would be. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Okay, go. Remember, you're going to talk till this turns to 500. Go.
All right. Well, my understanding in life is that you can only what you're willing to give. And I've thought to myself about who I am. And, well, I'm spiritually alive.
Okay, we got it. And we're going to roll over this, go to the little save to file, and hit paste and put in there so we can keep it. Now, you notice that he's a combination of spontaneous, so he doesn't go out with this particular idea in his mind. He's willing to go with the flow, but he runs it through what's fair, His highest note is A, so management. He'd like to have things go his way. But he's got some missing here. D sharp, the dopamine. E, talking. So it might be that he would have trouble knowing what to say. I don't know. And F and F sharp, according to our little rule, was it looks like he has maybe some low male hormones. Don't know what his age is or what's really going on. So let's look, see if we have anything at C sharp here. I don't see a lot at C sharp. One little thing, a male hormone that comes from the liver. Oh, and these are not in order by frequency. Yeah, it's the hormone androstadienone. androstadienone. And that just usually slows down with aging. I don't know how old you are, Philip.
Celebrate birthday.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I'll be 66 on March.
Be 66, so we would expect that. Now, if you clean up your liver and begin to take some pregnenolone, which you can get at your health food store, we might check this again and it might come up. But this is just a natural part of aging for men in your age group. But it can be changed. Okay, on the second one, let's talk about what kind of partner you think you would be.
Okay, Daniel, I believe myself mentally alive, emotionally stable, and all that I've been doing. Again, I'm looking for someone that I'm not going to fight, someone who will be with me, someone who can enjoy life.
Okay, I've got a really bad connection with Philip. I'm hearing about every other word, but I'm still getting the frequencies of it. Oh, runtime error, I hate that. It's going to kill it. I did find a way around that. But it's going to kill the whole thing. So let's see if we can see what the difference is. Well, there's more of a gut-level foundation here for him. 79-64. Where's most of the... Most of the energy is over here with C and C sharp. I hear some phone in the background. Is somebody's... Okay. It looks like it has to be fair and just and open and honest and no game playing. That looks like what is consistent in both of your charts. Because we've got an 87 here and a 71. A 62. A bit of emotion or a bit of self there. I mean, it's what you're looking for. It's going to be on your terms. It's not going to be anybody who's going to come in and dictate to you. Look at the difference in what you're looking for, a 9, and then what you're able to provide. You think you're a good catch. That's pretty good. But the biggest thing is fairness. Not necessarily open because D and D sharp is not large in either one of them, and that's where you'll be looking at whether or not a relationship is open to other people and socialization and serving a need. You want a basic relationship that is fair and honest, upfront, no game playing. When you talked about somebody you want, you kind of want to manage that. So you kind of want to be the boss. But you probably think you're boy, I need to say this politely. You think you are an equal partner, but you got a little nudge there toward wanting to be the boss. Spirituality is very high, 84, so it has to be a spiritual person that's connected on a soul level to spiritual principles. How far am I off?
Well, you're excellent. And just to add, I had a friend who died a couple of years ago, a psychic, a Greek woman, and she always told me that I needed to relax with me.
Well, I wish I could hear every word. Richard, can you hear what he's saying?
Not really, no. He's got an open mic around that. You know, he needs an actual microphone. I think he's just talking at his computer because the audio is pretty weak.
Well,
I do have my Samson.
If you could put your Samson up, that would be great. It would give us much more
if you were wearing earbuds or plugged in a headset, we'd not be hearing your voice echo like that.
Yeah, and all the shuffling and that kind of thing. But we're going to take it a step further. We're going to open something called Audacity. And this instruction is also in your Bioacoustic Basics. And do you have your Samson hooked up yet, Philip? I think he disappeared on us.
I think he has it plugged in but hasn't got the control panel set up yet, is my guess.
Okay, if we'll do this part. Richard, would you volunteer? Philip,
sure.
There's Philip. Okay. Philip, can you hear us?
I can't.
Okay.
I've been using the Samson all along.
Okay. Well, we're going to hit
but
the red
button.
Do
you have headset on or anything, Philip? It sounds like we're hearing your voice again through your computer speakers.
No, I don't have the headphones. It's just the speakers out of the computer. But as I'm speaking to you, I'm hearing feedback.
You could temporarily turn off your speaker, but you wouldn't be able to hear us. Just watch when I hit the red button and then talk for 30 seconds, okay? You can go up to the green and turn your speaker off under audio, and then, okay, I'll give you 5 seconds. Okay, now just speak.
Oh. Can we start again? Okay, my name is Philip, and on March 13th,
I'm going to go to chat. You're too loud. I lost my chat here. You are too loud. Back off from your mic. Now, I don't know that we're going to get anything accurate here because he's got a hum. I'm not going to be able to use his print if we have that continuous hum in there. But we're just trying to demonstrate the steps. Okay, I'm going to mute his mic because Philip, I muted your mic. There is a loud hum on your mic. So, Richard, would you give us a 30-second vocal print so we can demonstrate the program?
Sure. What am I talking about?
What you wanted to make.
I'd like a person who wants to be in communication and relationship, likes to go out and have a fine dinner or, you know, get together. I don't know that we necessarily have to live together, but it'd be fun to live close, and it'd be great to get together and cook and watch movies and talk and have friends, and the idea of having friends over and cooking a great meal and possibly watching a good movie, or, you know, having conversation while all this activity is going on. I obviously like the conversation a lot.
Okay, a couple of issues. Here, I left this other one up. Now, if I just export this, it's going to add this, and I'm going to kill it. But there's one little piece right here that I don't think is voice. So I'm going to roll over it. I'm going to hit the green arrow and play it. Can you just hear that pop?
Yeah, sounds like a foot hitting the floor.
Some things. I'm going to erase it. Looks pretty good. I'm going to export that and call it Richard Sex. I should put factors in there. And let's put it in our desktop in our waves file. And it shows you how to set all those wave files up so you can keep track of all your data. The next thing we're going to go to is open something called Abacus. And Abacus is on our site under soundhealthoptions.com. You can download it. We're going to bring in that WAVE file that Richard just did that we put on our desktop under WAVES. This will create a gray grid that's kind of normal, Richard. Wow.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
You haven't been digesting things very well. When you see everything up here, it means that there's some methylation problems. He's not being able to use what comes in. So we're going to ask the computer to pull those points, and this is an active grid. You can click anywhere, and it'll tell you what the frequency is. But we look at all of this, there's only one or two things that are low. I don't know if we can get away with that. But there's a lot of things that are high. And things, boy, look at this one. I really want to take those two. I'm going to get rid of this by hitting my right mouse and then expand here. This is what we're going to be teaching in class next week. So all of those things I gave you, arginine and aldosterone and phenylalanine or whatever it was, you're going to be able to have the frequencies for those and do this kind of evaluation. So we're doing Richard, sex factors. Now, we could have done his heart because matters of the heart. We're looking at migraines. That's one that we chose because that seems to be a problem sometimes. Richard gave me his birthday, but I'm not going to use it right now. I am going to use it in a minute, though. Gender, male, and let's just say we're looking at hormones. These are 24 notes, two sets of 12, that we just took these little red circles and it put it over there. Sorry. Marie, cut out that sneeze, please. So we're going to hit the little Rubik's Cube. And again, every step of this with pictures is in that textbook. So we're going to go to the desktop. And we're going to file this in a GNS file, which to us starts, it's the beginning, Genesis. Now we're ready to go. We can put his voice into any program we want. So let's see if I can even find the sex factors. Because I couldn't see nothing. Oh, I spelled it wrong. See, it wouldn't let me find it a while ago either. So I'm going to drop over here. Because I expected some of this and I put it on my desktop. And wouldn't you know, it disappeared from the disk. It's Isn't that cute? The sex factors, or these X factors. And we hit accept. Go to file. Open Richard's set of numbers that we filed in that GNS file. There it is. Okay, what do you want to look at first, Richard? Hormones? Let's just see.
Sure, yeah, hormones. Yeah.
Hormone issues. There it is. Oxytocin is high, so you're in a bonding mode. And I don't know if this is high because it's accumulating and not working. There's other things that you need to make it work. Cyclic AMP, citrulline, ornithine, arginine, thyroid needs to be up and running, liver needs to be clean. So the only way I could tell was to be giving you these frequencies in tones, and if you hated them, then it really is too high of a frequency. It's in there too much. Or if you loved it, it would stimulate it to be useful. And we see this a lot with growth hormones when there's a fertility issue or growth hormones just haven't kicked in for young kids. Oxytocin, hate to get personal, but when oxytocin is high, this is the bonding chemical, and it's the sustaining chemical for men. So we certainly would want to test that. This is a C-sharp. And this is a B. So if we were doing your vocal print and we were doing a nano voice, we probably would see those two notes, C sharp and B high. Let's see if this has anything to do with genes or proteins. Well, there's no proteins here. I guess that would be hormones. Let's look and see if any of the genes. Now, that's wonderful. Did you see that this yellow slip through there when I clicked this? That means there's no genes in stress. I could go make sure by changing my variance to look around a little more. Nothing. Awesome. So let's look for that tyrosine in your amino acids. Let's look in your vitamins for the niacin, the choline. Absolutely nothing? Boy, that's hard to believe. You take a lot of vitamins? Incredible.
Boy, howdy.
Well, let's
yes, I do.
Okay, let's look at minerals, toxins, fatty acids, cell salts. So you're good. Ah, the enzyme to use nitric oxide. And that's one of the beginnings of oxytocin. And you can buy nitric oxide synthase at Amazon. It's usually under cardio care. So that enzyme is high, whether it's working or whether it's just too high and not working, we'd have to look at. And that could be part of your methylation. So let's go look at that methylation map real quick. Mapping. Well, clean methylation map. And I'll show you where this comes in. Nitric oxide synthase is right here. Oh, you can't see it. Okay. Make it bigger. See, there's the arginine, ornithine, nitric oxide, and the nitric oxide synthase allows it to go to the next step. Without this, you've got problems with using methionine, and when the methionine gets too high, fertility goes down and desire goes down. So we want to kick this, checking on a frequency. You've got a tone box. You can put the frequency in and check to see whether this nitric oxide synthase, whether we could kick it into working or not. So that's a biggie. I've never heard of this. Chrysin. Don't have the slightest idea what that is. Chrysin. I'm writing it down. So I'm going to go look and see what it is. Because that's what I would expect you guys to do if you ran into something. Chrysin. Benefits, cream, reviews. Oh, it may be a form of testosterone. Oh, it's something you can take. FDA approved. Effects of chrysin on urinary testosterone levels. Well, here it is, Wikipedia. Let's find out. I love it because they do it in language I can understand. A naturally occurring flavone, a type of flavonoid. Passion flowers. Well, wouldn't you know it? Passion flowers. They knew what they were talking about. Do you know about passion flowers?
Sure. I think that's kind of, I think that's interesting. Passion flower is actually a nervine, meaning it's soothing to the nervous system, and it's often used in formulations where you want to kind of calm down, not be knocked out, not like a Valium or something, but just a nervine is always soothing to the nervous system and nutritive to the nervous system. So it's interesting that it's also a natural flavonoid derived from passion flower. Huh.
An aromatase inhibitor. This is the bad guy. You don't want aromatase in there. But good to know that there's an herbal. Good thing you're a master herbalist and we can drop into that knowledge. Well, that says the only two things there is you can take some passion flower and flowers and go from there. Can you buy these as an herb? Do you make a tea? Do you know?
Yeah, you make a tea. No, you can make a it's a fine tea. It just doesn't have a lot of flavor to it. And I always tend to think of nervines, I tend to think of combinations like passion flower, skullcap. In terms of a tea, passion flower and chamomile would be nice together because the chamomile is slightly sweet and also soothing and has a nice, scent to it. So just those two together would be quite nice.
We look at this and we see A and A sharp is in stress, and this is just like we were looking at the nanovoice, so we can go back to the database and look at what's A and A sharp here. And I'm looking, I don't see any A sharps in here. Let's look at the rest of it. A sharp. A sharp. Oh, it's a medication, clonidine, that reduces desire. Another medication that reduces desire. Wow, that's not good. A sharp. Don't see any. Oh, here's an A sharp, and it's a hormone. Prolactin. Excess decreases sexual desire in male and female. So I see that's the only A sharp that I see here. Oh, a lot of medications in this database of how medications can reduce sexual desire. I know statins do, absolutely. And there is an endorphin, a self-manufactured opiate, that when you feel good, you sow your oats. Okay, let's go back and look at what would happen if you didn't fix this. Predictive. The hormone norepinephrine is going to be stressed. Prozac you're not on. The rest of this is artificial. So norepinephrine, if we go back to that map, whoops, wrong one. Where did I open that map from? Here. Norepinephrine is right here. And this is where your energy and your cell signaling comes in. Can you buy norepinephrine? I bet you could get it from an herb.
Is norepinephrine produced by the adrenals?
I think so. It's very akin to epinephrine and adrenaline and creates energy.
You might be able to use low dose. Actually, it might be astragalus might be a good herb for that because that's an adrenal tonic with a little bit of an edge toward testosterone lean. So astragalus might be good.
That's for men. Is there one for women?
Well, astragalus is actually both genders. It's not so specifically for men. In a higher dose and with other herbs in there, it would be more male-oriented. But really, no, astragalus is one of those things I've talked about that looks like when you get it in its more root form, it looks like a tongue depressor, and you can throw it into soups and stews and beans and rice and anything because it's a nice flavoring agent. It adds just a mild amount of flavor, but it's traditionally used in cooking, in like Chinese and Japanese cooking, is in a stew.
Norepinephrine deals with adrenals and also with energy. So if you were here, I would run you through the adrenals too.
Yeah.
Now, notice there's no frequencies here. That's what people learn when they come to class and they learn how to provide those frequencies back, especially the ones you can't buy, like norepinephrine or the male endosterones. But I want to share one more thing before we leave. And where did the hour go? It is said that before you can offer anything to a partner, you must clean up your own act. And we know that Richard is a Scorpio, so his perfect balance is going to be C-sharp, and that was one of his notes that he needed. But as you look at this, we drop back one note, and I don't know if I can antidote on this and just see what's going on. Okay, so Richard is a G, so his kind of perfect mate here to challenge him, not to get along perfectly, but to challenge him is a C sharp, and that's a Taurus, a down to earth, this is the way it is. But if we jump back one to the C, and we don't have a lot of data on this, we just think it's true, that going back one tells Richard what's in his life, this life, that he is concerned about or maybe feels guilty about. And the note of C, remember, is the ego. And you can get that chart. Whoops, it won't let me annotate if I do this. Go back to soundhealthoptions.com. And I'll show it at the end here. And you can download the chart of what each of these notes mean. Now, the C stands for ego and self and protection of self and the heart, large muscles. But when we jump one ahead here, the note of D, which is sharing and Gemini and equal and feeling two ways at once and being so open-minded sometimes your brain falls out, that stuff in Richard's future that there's concern about that you didn't do it or you should have done it, where the C is going to be a guilt, the D is going to be worry for him. So looking at that and asking yourself, what kind of partner am I and what do I have to give, Richard might see if he's finished with these notes. Is C going to come up? Is D going to come up? We all want to be perfect, but unfortunately, I don't think any of us are. Actually, if we were perfect, I think we would spontaneously combust and not even be here. So, this...
Excuse me.
You like that?
I did. Well, also, in full disclosure, as we know, I always like to fully disclose, I've tried relationship with Gemini. So this is perfect as I see this chart. As people hear you, this is where it seems like you're a psychic, but I know it's all technology. It's amazing. is that I've tried relationship with Gemini, and that didn't work. I tried relationship with Taurus, and that didn't work. But I haven't tried relationship with Aries yet. So there we go.
They might try to run over you. Aries are like that. You're going to have to stand strong. A perfect balancing would be something that is at right angles. So in your case, a Leo. Mm. But they might not be as faithful as you'd like. And then an A-sharp and Aquarius, and they might just like to dig into your head and see what's going on. Their head might be more important to them.
Excuse me.
And you said that at the beginning. You really wanted a mental person, so
I like mental. It. Yeah, mental's good.
Let's try Aquarius. Do you know Rob's birthday?
I don't. I think he's in December, but I'm not sure. I don't think I can look it up fast enough.
He's got a lot of Aquarius energy, so find a female counterpart of that, and we can try it. So if you'd like...
That's a mind-blowing concept.
Is what?
I said that's a mind-blowing concept.
So remember, if you'd like this chart, just write to me and we'll send it to you. Possibly we'll post it when we do the show, which will be up probably in a half hour or so. On our front page. But one other piece here that I promised to show. Let me quit annotating. We can go back to looking at downloads. And if you'll go to the download Nano Voice, the information that Richard and I were just talking about is on this chart that you can download, and it will help you tremendously. So we looked at partnerships and what you have the other person may have missing. That's a needy kind of relationship. You have to decide what kind of relationship you want, emotional, mental, gut level, reactive, spontaneous. So asking yourself some questions about what kind of partner you want, what kind of partner you are, might make a big difference to this. Remember also that we're going to be doing a drawing and giving away the public version of this software. So write to drawing@soundhealthoptions.com. Say, I want to be in a pot. Please don't write to other people, because I've instructed the staff, if somebody writes to you and says they want to be in a drawing, to throw it out. Because that's not the instruction. You write to drawing, and we'll do it from there. And you have 24 hours from now to put yourself in the drawing, and we'll let people know what's going on. We're doing this because we think that it's a good thing that you can play with the software and help yourself and other people. And particularly with the Nano Voice, it's helpful if you want to talk about your sex life, if you're squeamish about it, because it doesn't remember any word you said. It only listens to the sound. That was a quick hour. Do we have any last-minute announcements that we need to do?
Nothing that I can think of. Oh, do you remember the name of the guest for this Sunday's show?
Oh, I don't. I know that he's been on before, and people requested him to come back. And oh, I know. It's about Obamacare and all the rules of Obamacare. We had a ton of questions left over last time. So people will get to ask how it relates to them. And we have another guest that's coming on. It's about your guide to living through, because as they go along, there is so many hidden things there that mandated vaccinations is one of them. And that is a big topic right now. And they're only telling about half the truth, if that, about what's really going on with vaccines. And I strongly object. So we'll be talking about vaccines and Obamacare and what else is going on that will help people take care of themselves better. And, Richard, I want to congratulate you, except for the methylation and digestive enzymes, you look really good. Your health looks wonderful.
Thank you. Except for that methylation, I did have snacks right before the show, so I suspect part of my digestion is just occupied with that, but thank you.
And I'll send you all this stuff if you want it. And we'll
yes,
see you
please.
Next time.
Yes. You could start a dating service. That could be a separate show.
Yes. I think we've done a couple shows on that. So you could go back to Happy Hour, and all the old shows that we've done are there. So you can learn a lot about doing this. I'm just now writing another program on compatibility. So we'll see how that goes, how to pick a mate for what you want. But you need to decide what you want. Just peace, comfort and tranquility, or would you like a little stimulation? So it's not all the computer program. You need to decide. And we'll see you on Sunday.
Thanks, later. Everybody. Have a great week. See you Sunday. Bye-bye.
And I'll give people a chance to catch the chat.
Excellent.